Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to let you sit down tonight. Just open your Bible to Proverbs. The Lord and I are wrestling with these lessons. He certainly wanted me to keep on with them. And remember now, we're dealing with the prophetic. We're dealing with the apostolic. We're dealing with the prophetic. So therefore, we'll go into areas that normally would not be going into, because you're setting the pace and you're bringing the body of Christ into a new government and a new understanding of spiritual things and spiritual laws. And so Proverbs chapter 4, I tried to switch gears and he wouldn't let me. And I know better. There are some things that he really wants you to grow into, but not only grow into and enjoy the benefit of it, but he wants you to be able to minister to other people. Because it's just not out there. We need to put it out there. Tonight I want to teach you some about a health discerning anointing. A health discerning anointing. I never heard that. The Lord spoke that to me. Now, discerning meaning to recognize, acknowledge, know, respect, be acquainted with. To recognize there is health is there. Acknowledge that it's there. Know it's there. And respect it and be acquainted with. That's some of the definition we're going to find. And then I'm going to give the introduction before I read the scriptures, because when I read the scriptures, it's going to be more alive, all right? Now, why is this lesson so important? This teaching health, why is it so important? Because concerning health, many has missed the mark. I'm one of them. I just thought I was by myself here. And the Holy Spirit is ready to reveal the real deal about health to God's children. You getting it? The Holy Spirit is ready to reveal. That's why it says health discerning anointing. Now, I've read a lot of books. I never heard these words. But the Holy Spirit brought it to me. Help discerning anointing. All right, now, again, why is it less so important? Because concerning health, many have missed the mark. We held our hands up. The Holy Spirit is ready to reveal. So this is not a health on the shelf. Because really, there's no health on the shelf. It has to come from God, all right? So the real deal about health, the real deal about health to God's children, that they may be blessed to operate in their health, peace, and help many others to receive their health. Now, the scripture we read in Proverbs chapter 4 is very clear, the 20th verse. It's very clear. It says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Now notice the word attend. You know, when I see that word, you know, I think about paying attention. But we're talking on a spiritual level. We're not talking on an English level. We're not talking about on a school level. We're talking about on a supernatural level, to tell you the truth. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. You see the word incline?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Let them not depart from thine eyes. The word. Yes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. And then the verse 22nd, open the thing up to us. For their life unto those that find them. And listen to what he said now. And what?
Health.
How much? Why is it then? Why is it? Come on. Where is the health that belongs to us? Where is it? So we have to come to the point that we operate in discernment. How did he say it to me? He says, we have been in the concerning area too long. We are concerned about our health, but concerning is not good enough because it will not provide us with health. It will provide us with temporary help, but the help is not the help. And so with this anointing that he wanted to put on us, the body of Christ at large, is to go in to get the revelation of how to walk in health in spite of our body condition. In spite of how long you've been in that situation. Okay? Because we're talking about capabilities of walking in supernatural health. A health that consists of miracles, a health that consists of the three manifestation in 1 Corinthians 12, special faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healing. See, all of that belongs to us. But if you let trash block the faucet, the water not gonna come out. Okay, so. I know you've heard the term meaning to do good. Thank God for that, but I want it done. Yes. Okay, so what I'm trying to lead you down a spiritual land here to understand, you and the Holy Spirit have to dance with it, but there's no impossibility. We're going to look at some heavy scriptures tonight that call everything alive when it said that you can't be a healthy person. Let's just deal with this. It's not just about eating. Let me give you four things. It's about love. It's about intimacy. It's about not letting someone pull you off your love trail. You see what I'm saying? So it's about love. It's also about now. I'm learning about the next aspect is being free of stress. Stress causes health problems. So, see, it's stress. You're stressed, and then you deal with then you want to put yourself on a plant-based lifestyle as much as you can. Look for it. Look out and find out as much as you can to help your body. All right. And there's another one there, health, base, intimacy, stress, meditation. Meditation in this arena can turn out to be the real medication. Yeah, it really would. It would not treat the symptom, but it would really manifest the health of God. Are you following me? Yes, so now, you know how the man did in Psalm 1. You know how he came out, right? Yes, whatsoever he did was prosper. Right? Yes, so that 3 John 2, isn't it? Yes, sir. If whatever he did prosper, that 3 John 2, right? Yes. And that answered the question in Psalm 139, verse 14. Yes. My soul knows right well. Yes, so meditation, your body not going to go nowhere, your soul don't go. So you have to, your imagination, your mind, all of those things have to come into grip with a revelation from God. Because when you talk about meditation, you're talking about revelation, you're talking about application, You're talking about manifestation. You're talking about demonstration. And you're talking about all of them in the category of supernatural. You heard all that?
Yes, sir.
Meditation, revelation, application, manifestation, demonstration, supernaturally. In other words, we're going to look at the word cure tonight. C-U-R-E. We're going to look at the word cure. We're going to look at a woman turned to the great physician. And when all the other physicians failed, she went to the great physician and got a manifestation. We have to see this not just as the Bible story, we have to see it as a reality. So here we got in Proverbs 4:20-23, reveal help. Revealed health. Health revealed. Health that has no respect of sickness. Health that, all right, thank you, Lord. Health, y'all hear this now. Health that reign over sickness. Health that clap his hand when he sees sickness. It's another time for me to show myself strong. And see, you got to soak your soul and soak your faith in this. To recognize it, boom, it might not work just now, but if you keep meditating it, these messages, the Holy Spirit is going to come to your rescue. How many of you are ready for your rescue? Yeah, because it had been coming down through the family a long time. I think, young lady, you told me you didn't start. I don't want to talk to you. You done went on a plant-based diet. She said she got results. She kept putting her hand up. She said, no, you're not. Kept putting her hand up. I thought about it. I said, that child maybe done got on this thing. Because I need to get some results back. I need to get some return back. Yes, sir. Have you ever heard of a health discerning anointing?
No,
did you write it down?
Yes, sir.
You understand? That you because sons and daughters of God, you can go into a realm.
Yes, sir.
A realm. A revelation, a realm of insight, a realm of understanding, a realm of wisdom about this thing from the Lord. You understand that? Turn to Jeremiah 33:6. We talk about help discerning anointing. And I want you to notice two strong words in his verse, the word cure, not patch, cure. What cure mean? Whole? Well? Do it mean patch?
No.
Well, another word I'm looking for. What's the normal thing medicine do? She helped me with her pat. No, what? No, I'm not putting nobody down. You understand? But what the normal pattern? What it does? Because you got to keep going, huh?
Temporary.
That's a good word. And temporary. But there's another word more profound. Is, huh? Substitute is another word. You can put that down. But it's aid. Manage. I think I'm going to holler. I'm going to scream. Manage. And thank God for the managing. But now here's a message that take you beyond managing. So we don't have to put nobody down. We pick somebody up. You see, that's not the aim. My aim is not to do that. But to let you know you can have, now I'm going to use another word. You can have a divine manifestation of help. Write that down. You can have a divine manifestation of health from God because you're his child.
Amen.
So it's two words I want you to pick up in this verse. I'm going to read cure and the word reveal. May the Lord reveal your health to you. May the Holy Ghost reveal to you that you're not in a trap you can't get out. See, the Holy Spirit reveal your health said, in your prayer time, Holy Spirit, reveal my health to me. Reveal to me what I have to do. Reveal to me the changes that I got to make. Help me make those changes. Because you're talking about miraculous health. You're talking about health, walk in a room, no respect, no disease, no sickness. Say, all y'all get out of here. Because the power is there. You understand? This is not a comic book. We read here, he said, my son, attend to my word, incline ear to my saying. And he says, keep him in the midst out for the health to all your flesh. In Proverbs, we just left off. Health to all your flesh. So he's talking about, I'm going to do it supernaturally. You see it? Now, you can't go the general route or the normal route to get a manifestation of what we're talking about. You're going to have to be in the Spirit. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. See? You're going to have to be in the Spirit because they're going to have to come through revelation. And then when the revelation comes, you're going to have to make activation. You're going to have to act on it. The word is no good unless you act on it. And I would say, my brother and sister, you're in virgin territory. You got to trust God. You got to trust me as your man of God. I come to tell you, you can be healthy. You notice I didn't ask you what you have? Don't have to. I don't even have to take no tests. Don't even need to know how old you are. Don't even need to know how many in your family had it. That's not the issue here. We're talking about supernatural health. So in this text here in 33:6, I mean, we can go home. You see how power, behold, it's God talking. I will bring it health. Bring it on to my body, Lord. Talk to him. He hear you? Bring it on to my body right now. And cure. Now notice that. I bring you health and cure. Other words, if whatever not healthy, I'm going to cure it. So may a curing anointing go through this house tonight. I mean, he's telling us that, so we call him for his word. He said, I will bring health and cure. That means it ain't coming back. That means I'm going to move the mess out with it. That means I'm not going to patch it. I'm going to move it out. Yes. See, the patching part is that the disease can come right back on it because the medicine is not moving the disease out. It's just shutting it down to get the numbers right. You never heard no man, he lied if he did, say he's going to cure you. Can't. Cure come from God. Thank God for the help. Don't get me wrong. Thank God for the help. But I want to move further than the help to the health. So this voice said, behold, I will bring it health and cure. And I look at you, the word cure twice. And I will cure. You want to make sure you don't miss it. And I will cure them. And now here we go. And reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. That's our subject. Help this son and anointing that. It's right there. He's curing, but he said, I'll reveal. Yes, sir. Unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Peace and truth. You know peace and truth. You've been suffering, and God heal your body and bring you to health, and you step into that type of peace and truth. What the peace and truth is, it can't come back because God took it. I know how this happened. See, but the hopelessness and the managing part has to be served a subpoena by the Holy Ghost. that the Father is ready to do it for you. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, those two sets of scriptures, Proverbs 4:20-23, you have to meditate and have a pen with you and write down what he tell you. He's going to show you some things. Oh, good God Almighty. I feel like he's going to show you some things that he wants you to do. Just follow his instruction because he know where he's going. I declare every one of y'all going to have a visitation. Now, you can have a visitation because, man, I mean, recently, Lord, I saw Jesus in my bedroom on the wall. Then I went in the back room trying to set in the fireplace, and he was in the fire. His face right in the fire looking at me. So I'm trying to get my eyes straight and get it. But he was right there. I wrote some things down. Well, say it to him. I'm not going to tell you now, though. Because you got to get this voice. Y'all can't be seeing Jesus in the fireplace. You ain't get your health. Get your health first. Grow up first. I love this voice. Put that voice back up. I love that voice. Behold, God talking. I will bring it help. Bring it on. You ever told him, bring it on? I want it. I'm a candidate for it. I believe you can do it. I believe God can bring help to me. I believe God can bring help to my body. Say it. I believe God, something happening right now. I believe God can bring help to my body. I'm not afraid. I trust you, Lord. I believe God can bring help to my body. Online, talk to me. I believe God is bringing help to my body. Right now. And you said it enough to wash the doubt out. Yeah, the doubt got to be flushed out. Because the doubt, for so long we haven't walked in this facet of anointing. I believe God bringing health to my body right now. I receive it. I believe it. I thank him for it. Now, you know you got to do something, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Oh, Lord, I was doing good. One tree I don't want you to eat from. They ate from that tree. Had to put them out of the garden. I like, oh, that's a good one, Lord. To get your help, you had to come back to the garden. Y'all shout me down up in here. I saw that myself. Yeah. Huh? It's our right to be healthy. All our life. All right, sit down. Now, I want you to pay close attention to this next statement because it's precious. There is a healthy place in God.
All right.
There is a healthy. I want you to look with me in Genesis 43. These statements, I want you to have these statements to talk to yourself, meditate them. There is a healthy place in God. When everybody else says they can't do nothing, go find God. That's what we're doing now. Grab that statement. There is a healthy place in God. It don't matter COVID. It doesn't matter who out. Vaccination can't take the place of revelation. Now see this, you got that statement? There's a healthy place in God. Say it.
No matter what's going on.
In Genesis 43:27, And he asked them of their welfare and said, now listen very closely, is your father well? That's one part of the question. But then he went on to give us a greater dimension. The old man of whom you speak, is he yet alive? And they answered, good God Almighty, thy servant, our father, is in. So, hey, good, where he at? What is?
Good.
Say it again.
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 Good health.
He is yet alive. And they bowed their head and made obeisance. But my point is, the old man is alive, but he's not suffering. See, we're not talking about just quantity of help. Put it down. We're not talking about just quantity. We're talking about quality. We're talking about quality. We're not talking about quantity of years. We're talking about quality of years. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't mean you're not going to have some opposition. But opposition cannot stand up against revelation. Because, see, revelation looked beyond opposition. So now, look, my brother and sister, if you don't have no hope, you just had a year of Bible class. If you don't have no hope for your manifestation, you're not going to get it. I stand there to represent God. I represent Jesus. I represent the Holy Spirit. I represent the kingdom of God. I represent the supernatural. I represent miracle. Not me, but I represent it. So what I'm giving you is not a Sunday night Wednesday Bible class. Not a Wednesday Bible class. I'm giving you the word of God. God is saying to you, you can have this supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to have to believe it. You're going to have to meditate it.
Yes,
you're going to have to pull this thing out and listen at it, write, take the notes out and listen at it, meditate it, sit down there, let it go through you, and recognize that God has spoken to me. And all of a sudden, one word, just one word, jump out on you, that's it. He sent his word to heal you.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget what we're talking about. Health, discernment, and anointing being placed on you tonight for the first time. And you're going to wear it. Don't give up. Don't give in. Keep fighting. Say it out your mouth loud sometime, you know. I'm wearing a health, discernment, and anointing. Psalm 105, verse 37. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's possible to live in hell. It doesn't matter how many in your family. Why didn't it? It doesn't matter how many. All of them could be healthy. And this is what he brought them forth also with silver and gold, thank God, as well. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Theologians and others who did the study say it's 3 million people. 3 million. I don't know how many members you got there, but we ain't got no 3 million. So all of us ought to be well. If that 3 million can be well, we can be well. It's 3 million to be well, all of us in here tonight. I don't know how many of us in here, but if he can take care of 3 million, he can take care of us. You believe that? I mean, us and everybody online. If he can take care of 3 million, he just needs somebody to believe him, to say it, Just say it when they don't see it. Just keep on saying it. Keep on thanking God and watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. The enemy wants you to keep complaining. He brought them up. I'm holding him responsible. He brought them up. And put me over this church. And bring y'all out. Bring us out. He don't mind. God loved that. God said, talk to me, boy. Talk to me. All he needs is somebody to receive it. Believe it and receive it. See it before you have it. Take it right now. Speak to it tomorrow morning. No, you don't. Pain come. No. I see pain leave instantly. Because, you know, pain hit you all through the day. Some of y'all are like, y'all ain't getting no pain. Y'all getting it? No, you don't. Stop. Stop this right now. No. No, no, no. He's going to bluff you. He's going to try. No. Let your help come forth through this combination. Here's a combination in Isaiah 58:8. It's a combination. It's a health combination. Let's turn it. Turn it. The combination locks, you got to turn it, and you got to have the right combination, or you ain't getting in there. We've been trying to saw our way in. I'm going to give you the combination tonight. Trying to break in. You can't break in. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Look at it. Then shall thy light break. There's a health light coming on. Say, my health light coming on. Right now. And I'm going to keep it on. And you see your way through the darkness of sickness and disease. And the darkness of established order. Who always telling you, there's no more we can do. You don't want to get to that point. Light should break forth in as the morning. Ooh, Lord. And thy health shall spring forth speedily. Good God Almighty. The light breaking and the health and the health springing. Speedily. Speedily. It's not gonna take long. See, and because you're righteous. How many of y'all righteous? Y'all accept Jesus Christ. Righteousness shall go before thee. Yes. See, that's part of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So your righteousness lay claim on your health. Because you're a child of God. You got a right to be healthy. But you got to have revelation. You got to have revelation because the church been living by reasoning when it comes to health. And that's why he got me studying on it so hard that I can bring you this so we can have faith to have revelation for help and receive all these mighty scriptures. What a mighty scripture. Then shall thy light break forth at the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. Then he talked about the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. See, health is part of God's glory. Are you following me? See now, my brother and sister, I'm not here talking about no feeling tonight. I ask you how you feel. We ain't talking about no feeling. We're talking about faith. We're not talking about facts. We're talking about truth. Fact may be physically is still there. Truth said got to go. I'm going with truth me. Not Proverbs 4:20-23, Jeremiah 33:6. Powerful, wasn't it? Yeah. Didn't that scripture in Genesis would ask about the old man? Yes. Well, he said he was what?
Good health.
Good health. Old man in good health.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. You remember Psalm 105:37? What did he say? What are you talking about in Psalm 104? Brought him forth. That was how many? Six? 15? Oh, yeah, at least 15 out of 3 million. Not one. All right, now watch this one. I want you to get this one now because all these scriptures are real powerful I gave you tonight and the thing I said to you with it. Now listen. It's time for health restoration in the people of God. It's time for our health to be restored. All right? It's time for us to have a health revolution. And look at the scripture to back this up. Jeremiah 30:17. Ooh, my goodness. Let the word speak. It is time for health restoration. Now, I want you to say something with me. It's time for health restoration in my body. I receive my health restoration right now in Jesus' name. Now, you see, heaven can't be solid when we do things like that. You understand? All the hell angels stuck their wings up when we said that. Because God is a man. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. He need us to remind him with our faith, with the words we speak. Look at his voice. I mean, I'm ready to collect me. For I will restore health unto thee. All right, come on. And I will heal thee. What of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee. See this, now this voice here always urged me. See, because we don't supposed to be like them. A sinner don't supposed to be laughing in my face. Me and him got the same thing. But the church had been in that predicament, but God trying to bring us out now. And a remnant of us got to break out and say, I had that. But God got me out. You understand? She said, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeks after. In other words, the church just like the world when it comes down to health and you understand? But he said, I'll restore health to you. See? And God love for you to tell him, didn't you say this? He don't mind? No. God, did you say that? He said, yes, I said. You believe it? You receive it? Look, it's personal. I'm not sending nobody else. I will restore health. You got to know that your health, listen very carefully, is personal to God. And when it gets personal to you, you're going to get it. It's already personal to God. A father, a daughter. I got help and my daughter sick. Why won't I get her healed? You got to see that relationship. You God's child, father, son. You got a supernatural father. I feel his presence now. He loves us so much. Lord, just God, love health in me. Love health in me, God. Just go ahead and love health in me. I know you love it. That's a powerful scripture. So tonight, you here, right? I declare your health restored. See, we got to say something. I'm gonna go to saying some more things. You understand? I'm gonna go to saying some more things. I will put it in there. You got to receive it. See, you can't go with that mind twister about what everybody else said, everybody else had it, how long you been having it. You ain't been in this service. This is a fresh service tonight. It's a fresh anointing tonight. Fresh glory. Sometimes you got to tell your mind, shut up. See, turn to Romans 9:1. You got to get some. You got to get somewhere. Romans 9:1. Because we got to go there. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing witness in the Holy Ghost. See, you got to be conscious of the fact that you've been in a meeting like this and that God has spoken to you, and you can't let the other stuff come up. You got to speak out what God have told you he's going to do. See, not in your mind. I'm not talking about just your mind. I said your conscience. Your conscience bearing witness with the Holy Ghost. Because your mind will turn cold on you. But your consciousness of God's presence. You're conscious of God's ability. You're conscious of God's promises. You're conscious of the covenant. You're conscious of God's goodness. See, just like when, what that man's name was? Naaman? Who went to the prophet to get healed? That's who it was? He won his own route. You want to do what he wanted to do. See? No, you can't get it like that. Whatever he said to you, do it to you. That's John 2:5. That's your miracle. Miracles work from John 2:5. Whatever he says to you, do it. So that's why I come talk to you about a plant-based lifestyle. Cut some things out. Get away from it. At least test it. The other stuff ain't been working. Trust God. Trust your man of God. I ask you to do nothing I'm not doing. See, I'm told tonight it's more than one thing. Your love, your intimacy. You get the stress off you. These people will stress you out if you let them. All your cousins be calling you, I don't want you all that messed up. Call somebody else. But I got two more and I'm closed. Get this now. Return to God, your great physician. Return to your great physician. All right? Jeremiah 8:22. Talk to him, Lord. I'm returning to my great physician. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Why they haven't recovered? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Why our health in word of life is not recovered? Why our health in the body of Christ is not recovered? Jesus have died and paid for it. But you see, our mind has been stuck in man-made ideas. We pray, but we're not focused on the prayer. We focus on what man can do. We haven't been looking for miracles. I mean, we're talking, but we haven't really been, not about our health. We ain't been looking for no miracle. Don't lie to me. You ain't been looking for no miracle. You pray and you might say, but you ain't, because you ain't meditated. Have you ever meditated your health? Just sit down and shut up and breathe through your nose and out through your mouth a little while, about 10 or 15 minutes every day, and then declare that I'm healthy. I'm breathing health. I ought to make y'all meditate right now. Man, never did it. How much y'all get the hell in your heart, man? It's there. You know how powerful you are? The greater one live on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost on the inside of you. The Spirit of Christ on the inside of you. I'm going to show you this. You see Jeremiah 22, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you the text we close now with, but I'm going to make a statement. She came to help discernment. That's our subject. Help discerning anointing. She came to help discernment. And exactly what you're going to have to do. She came, she tried all other route. Now listen, by revelation, she came to help discernment. All the odds was against her. See, sometimes before I go there, you got to tear the roof off. Because you got so many people blocking you. See, so you can get to your help. But it's not going to be the normal route. You're going to have a divine trust in your application. Turn to Mark chapter 5. We'll close. She came to help discernment. She almost died. And she was trying to help herself all she knew how. She was going the normal route, like every Christian go almost. Constantly. You can go to the route you when the trouble comes, but you have to go back and the man say, I see something different. You're doing better. Then you got to switch it around. The doctor don't make the decision. You take the decision. Who body is it? Don't get scared up on me. Your numbers and change. You said keep taking it? No. Doc, let's talk. And then have switch in your mind. You didn't get it. My number going down, you say, keep taking it? And it been down for 3 months? Switch in my mind. Switch doctor. You see what I'm saying? So it's not don't take your med, take your med, but start doing different things with your body and then watch the changes come through. Be wise, but stop pushing the panic button. Check with him. Because you've been designed to run. Yeah, that's big money. You run it? Every time, that's big money. Oh, yeah, that's been millions, probably billions of dollars to show you how to run. Now watch this. Mark 5:25. Watch this. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood, how long?
12 years.
12 years. Been trying to do somebody for 12 years. You understand? And had suffered many things, and I'm gonna put it out, many physicians. They was trying to help, but they failed. And spent all that she had. Well, it's a money deal. But then he said, well, nothing better. But rather grew worse. What happened? What happened? Huh? Verse 27, and now she come to health discernment. When she heard of Jesus. See, because the 28th verse, when she heard of Jesus, and you go to the 28th verse, you go back up to 27th verse. For she said, when she heard of him, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. See, now you go back up to 27th verse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. But she said something before she did that. But she had come to help the son and anointed. And watch what happened. You know the story, but it's told in a different way tonight. Listen, when she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She had to have a revelation. Why you can't get it tonight? Look what she said. She when you get a revelation, that's the way you talk. She was still sick. She had seen many doctors. Probably took much medicine. But she got health discerning. And so she started talking bold. She had, notice she ain't went ask one of the doctors, can I go? She ain't brought none with her. I'm going to give you one word now, a powerful word. And we have lost it. It's a powerful word. We have lost it. May the Holy Ghost give it to you tonight. Personal. Your health is personal. It's between you and God. And he had to give you the insight on what he wants you to do at any given moment. We have been taken over. Now, I've talked to some doctors. I'm telling you right now, it made me mad because they just hounding you. And you ain't going to be hounding me. You just got to take the shot. I ain't got to take nothing. Who body this is? You see, more that's coming. And y'all going to be ready to stand your ground, knowing that you're standing in your healthy place. Your immune system is powerful because you fed it properly. Your immune system said, bring it on. You've been treating me right. I'm strong now. I can handle it. It is putting you to handle it. But you got to treat it right. I got to close. Verse 20 says, now I'm talking about somebody, she came to help discernment. After she'd been through all that mess, she came to the understanding that there's somebody I can go to that's going to handle this. She went to a specialist. Somebody say he never lost a case. Anybody come to him, they leave healthy. And you his child. Talk to me in here. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
And I'm talking to everybody on the sound of my voice, all online, everywhere. I'm talking to everybody. I don't care what you're dealing with. Thank God I serve a big God.
Yes.
I know he's going to bring you to help. I know you're going to live a long, satisfied life. Oh, you ought to be happy about that. Look at you, man. Saying, look at him. I got to read this through. Look at it. Verse 28, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes. Good God Almighty. Now, how could she say this? She done went through all this and she got worse. I shall be whole. She got a revelation. And then she did it. Verse 29, and straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And it's personal, you see. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. See, it's personal. You notice she ain't call nobody?
No.
Huh? And answer anybody? Because all they're going to do is stand out to be, I love her so much. She. No, 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 no. She, we need to do something now.
Yeah.
See, when you disown truth, it's hard to help you. It's the truth that sets you free. Now, being in a church that is, you're responsible. That apostolic mantle is on you. And don't be condemning yourself. Just ask the Lord to help you. Shift. Just shift much as you can. Read, children. Read. Find out for yourself. Don't read no medical book. Read nutrition book. But all that said that woman, nothing could happen to that woman. That woman said, I'm going to take this thing personal. And she had to get a revelation from the Holy Ghost. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. When she touched it, Jesus, and look what Jesus told her. I didn't do it. So you think? Do you think? Let me close. Do you think that your health is held up because of you? Jesus said, I didn't make you whole. As far as I'm concerned, you're already whole. Come get it. It's there for you. Come get it. Come get it. That's what he said. Come get it. Come take it. Take your help. God love it. Because Jesus said, you did it, girl. You took your healing and health out of me. And somebody said, Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. So if she took it, and he the same, you can take it. And then we got the case of all the doctors that didn't do no good, but yet, in spite of that, so your case is not that bad. You ain't been to that many doctors. If she can get it, matter of fact, I got it. Say it. You got that mouth, buddy. I've set your hand this way. I want husband and wife to catch hand. And y'all stretch your hand. Everybody stretch your hand out. I want to release this help, the son and anointing, forcefully on you. And that you all put it on each other. And then you all who sing, just catch it from right now. That, Father, I decree upon this congregation, our health, the son and anointing, which you have placed on our lives. We heard your word. Your word is very specific and clear about this anointing. And I thank you that each person in the sound of my voice here and all the partners and members online, they're receiving it right now. And the health start right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.